Malicious wounding. On May 13 at 9:21 p.m., a man was walking to his vehicle in the 4600 block of South 4 Mile Run Drive when a man who was known to him approached, Arlington police said. The two engaged in a verbal altercation that escalated when the suspect brandished a firearm and struck the victim with it, police said. A struggle over the weapon then ensued. A witness called police. The suspect fled the scene in a vehicle before police arrival but was later identified. Warrants for the suspect were obtained for malicious wounding, brandishing and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. The victim suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening and was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Robbery. On May 10 at 2:02 p.m., three women entered a business in the 2800 block of Clarendon Boulevard and began concealing items in bags, Arlington police said. As the suspects began to leave without paying, one of the suspects threatened an employee, police said. The suspects are described as black females. On May 11 at 11:42 a.m., a man was exiting his vehicle in the 3000 block of North Stafford Street when a vehicle pulled up behind him and men exited, Arlington police said. Two suspects brandished firearms and demanded the victim's jewelry while the third suspect rummaged through the victim's vehicle, police said. The suspects subsequently fled the scene in their vehicle, described as a blue sedan, with stolen cash and credit cards. No injuries were reported, police said. While fleeing the area southbound on Lorcombe Lane, the suspect vehicle drove on the wrong side of the roadway and struck a bicyclist in the area North Fillmore Street. The bicyclist sustained minor injuries and was transported to an area hospital, police said. The suspect vehicle then entered northbound Interstate 395 in the area of the 14th Street Bridge, during which the suspect vehicle struck an occupied vehicle and fled into Washington, D.C. The driver of the struck vehicle did not sustain any injuries, police said. The suspects are described as black males, in their late teens, approximately 5 feet 6 inches to 5 feet 8 inches with thin builds. They were wearing dark clothing. Missile into an occupied vehicle. On May 16 at 7:33 a.m., an officer observed a man in the area of North Glebe Road and 41st Street North throw a rock at a vehicle that was stopped in the northbound direction of North Glebe Road, Arlington police said. Upon further investigation, it was determined that the suspect threw rocks at four additional vehicles as they were traveling in the area, resulting in property damage, police said. The suspect, 41-year-old Colin Risher of no fixed address, was arrested and charged with felony destruction of property, 3 counts, missile into occupied vehicle, 4 counts, and misdemeanor destruction of property, 1 count. He was held without bond. Peeping. On May 17 at 3:46 a.m., a woman was inside her home in the 1500 block of Key Boulevard when she saw a shadow outside her window, Arlington police said. The victim then observed a suspect allegedly looking inside, police said. Responding officers located a suspect nearby matching the description provided by the resident. The suspect, 44-year-old Curtis Moore of Arlington, was charged with peeping and drunk in public. Stolen vehicle, vehicle tampering. During the overnight hours of May 10 to 11, a suspect or suspects made entry into 5 vehicles parked in the 1800 block of North Quinn Street, Arlington police said. Entry was gained by shattering windows, police said. The perpetrators rummaged through the interiors and stole electronics, personal identification cards, personal items and an undisclosed amount of cash. Additionally, a vehicle parked at 21st Street North at North Courthouse Road had its rear passenger window shattered and the suspects stole a firearm, personal identification cards and credit cards. The suspects also entered and rummaged through a vehicle parked in the 1200 block of North Nash Street and stole a separate parked vehicle, described as a 2011 Subaru Impreza with Virginia tag TRY7710. All victim vehicles varied in make and model. There is no suspect's description. The investigation is ongoing. On May 11, before dawn, an individual entered a victim's residence in the 900 block of North Madison Street, stole a wallet and car keys, then stole the vehicle that was parked in the driveway, Arlington police said. Police were alerted around 9:50 a.m. A lookout was broadcast, and responding officers located the vehicle with the suspect inside at 17th Road South and South Edgewood Street and took him into custody without incident, police said. The suspect, 53-year-old Charles Mullen of Arlington, was arrested and charged with grand larceny, burglary, and two counts of credit card theft. He was held without bond. On May 13 at 3:17 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 1700 block of North Road Street for a report of a suspicious vehicle, and located three vehicles with windows smashed out and interiors rummaged through, Arlington police said. Coins were reported stolen from one of the vehicles, all described as Toyotas. A short time later, officers canvassing the area of the 1700 block of North Troy Street and 1900 block of North Road Street located two victim vehicles that were rummaged through, and determined that a third vehicle had been stolen. The stolen vehicle is described as a blue 2015 Hyundai Sonata with Virginia plates. The investigation is continuing. Vehicle tampering. On May 13 at 3:46 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 1500 block of Clarendon Boulevard for a report of two suspects tampering with vehicles, Arlington police said. A lookout was broadcast and officers canvassing the area located an individual matching the description of one of the suspects and took him into custody, police said. During a search of the suspect during arrest, credit cards not belonging to the suspect and a glass-breaking tool were recovered, police said. Burglary, unlawful entry. On May 11 at 8:51 p.m., officers were dispatched to 27th Street North at North Powhatan Drive for a drunk-in-public call, Arlington police said. Arriving officers observed a group of juveniles exiting the area, police said. Police believe the group forced entry into a vacant residence in the 6100 block of 27th Street North, causing damage, but no one was found inside during a police search. On May 12, between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., a home in the 1700 block of North Troy Street was burglarized. The suspects rummaged through the interior and stole coins and electronics before fleeing. Sometime between May 14 at midnight and May 16 at 1:28 p.m., a home under construction in the 900 block of South Scott Street was burglarized. Building materials were damaged. On May 15 at 4:03 p.m., a resident reported that a burglary had forced entry into a residence in the 6400 block of 22nd Street North, rummaged through items and stole electronics, personal property and cash. The suspect is described as a white or Hispanic male, wearing dark clothing. Vehicle theft. On May 13, Arlington police reported that, on May 10, a blue 2023 Hyundai Ioniq 5 with Virginia plates was reported stolen May 10 from the 2600 block of Richmond Highway. A silver 2016 Yamaha YZ Series silver motorcycle with Virginia plates was reported stolen May 12 from the 4200 block of 31st Street South. And a black 2018 Hyundai Sonata with Virginia plates was reported stolen May 13 from the 1700 block of North Ewell Street. On May 14, Arlington police reported that, a day before, a white 2013 Hyundai Elantra with Virginia tags was reported stolen from the 2000 block of North Adams Street. On May 15, Arlington police reported that, on May 13, a 2015 Toyota RAV4, no color specified, with Wyoming plates was reported stolen from the 1700 block of North Road Street. Motor vehicle thefts abate slightly in new data. Vehicle thefts across Arlington declined to an average of less than one per day in March, according to new police data. A total of 25 vehicle thefts were recorded for the month, Arlington police said. That's a decline from 33 in March 2023 and from 30 in March 2022. County police have been working on outreach efforts within the community to combat incidences of vehicle theft, including providing locking devices. Fewer arrests made in first quarter than year before. Fewer people were arrested during the first quarter of 2024 than a year before, but the total was higher than the first quarter of 2022, according to New Arlington County Police Department data. A total of 727 arrests were made during the January to February-March period, according to the figures, representing 671 adults and 56 juveniles. In the first quarter of 2023, the total was 798, 738 adults, 60 juveniles, while in 2022 it was 641, 625 16ths. For March itself, arrests totaled 242, 230 12ths, in 2024, 265, 247 18ths, in 2023, and 216, 207 eighths, in 2022.